We now continue with lesson number 33 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We are further along in our study of the 8th Perek. We are up to the 5th and 6th Mishnayos. So it's Perek Shemini, Perek Ches, Mishneh Hei, and Mishneh Vov. We learned that not only can Peros Shviyos, the carrots themselves, or the apples themselves, not be used for any purposes other than what they're specified for, to be eaten, to drink them, etc. But so too, Demei Shviyos. I take these apples that grew in my orchard during Shviyos, and I sold them under permissible circumstances for $5. So the $5 also can only be used for to purchase food, etc., to eat. $5, the Demei Shviyos, cannot be used for business purposes. So the Mishnah says, Ein Nosnin, that for this reason, you cannot give that $5 of Demei Shviyos that you obtained from selling your apples of Shviyos to someone for $5. You cannot take that money and use it to pay people who work even for those kinds of work that bring you ultimately bodily, physical pleasure. So you cannot use it to pay lo labayor. You could not use it to pay the ditch digger who digs ditches to obtain water from a well for various purposes, as we will see. If he's digging the ditch in order to get you water to drink, then you can pay him because ultimately his work is getting you something to drink, which is permissible use of Demei Shviyos. Nor can you use it to pay Velo La Balon, to pay the person who works in the bathhouse, even though he's bringing you the physical pleasure of a beautiful Turkish bath. Velo Le Sapor, nor can you give it to the barber. Velo Le Sapon, nor neither can you give it to the ferry boat captain, to the person who takes care of safinos, of ships. And the same thing is true. You can't give it to your accountant or to your financial advisor or to your massage therapist or whatever, because you're paying with the Demei Shviyos something which is not achilas shtiyos sicha. Aval no sein hu labayo lishtos. If the worker is getting you water, the ditch digger is digging not for water to wash your car, but for water to drink, then it's permissible to pay him with Demei Shviyos. Ulechulan, for all of these examples, hu nosein matnas chinam. It's permissible to give a gift of Demei Shviyos to someone who's not working for you or did work for you once in the past. As long as you're not giving it to him as payment, you're just giving to him as a matnas chinam, this is permissible. Now, the next Mishnah goes on to say a principle which we came across earlier in our study, but this here Mishnah, Berichas Mishnah Vav, is the source of this, and that is that the kinds of work that you do with Peros Shviyos, even after they are harvested, cut from the ground, when they are disconnected from the ground, must be done through a shinui. Through a shinui. The ultimate source for this is from the Pasuk, which reads, V'es invei nezirecha lo sivtzor. That the Torah says, Parshas Bahar, you cannot pluck the grapes from your vineyard. Now, Chazal understand this to mean you cannot pluck these grapes in their usual fashion, but you can do so in some unusual fashion. The Rambam, in his explanation of this Mishnah, lays out the principle very clearly. And he says, obviously, the Torah is not forbidding betzira, is not forbidding plucking grapes when it says, V'es invein nezirecha lo sivtzor. Because the Pasuk says, in the same parsha, V'hoyso shabos ha'oretz lochem li'ochla, that you're permitted to eat it. Well, you can't eat it without plucking it. So obviously, plucking, betzira, plucking the grapes is not osur. But rather, says the Rambam, we have to understand it the way the Sifro explains it, namely, lo sivtzor kederech habotzrim. You can't pluck it in the usual manner. It has to be done through some shinui. The main point is, in the words of the Rambam, shelo yisasek bepeiro shavias kederech sheyisasek b'she'or hashonim. You can't busy yourself and work, even post-Talisha, even when it's already harvested, peiro shavias, in their usual manner. Now, here we have a fundamental machlokas rishonim, a machlokas between the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Shimshon takes the more lenient approach, which we will use in explaining the Mishnah. And that is that the restrictions of requiring that the avodah be done b'derech shinoi apply only to a field which was shamur. A person violated the principles of shviyas and worked his field and protected his field. He put a fence around the field, so the field is now shamur or mishumar. It's guarded. It's not proper. He didn't render it kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. He didn't render his field hefker, but rather he protected it and kept it for himself. Then, when he takes in those crops, they can be eaten because peroshvias can be eaten, but only if you do the preparations and all the work, b'shinui. But if a person did the proper thing and took down a fence around his orchard and declared his field hefker, then the produce, the peroshvias, can be worked with, prepared, etc. All the avodos can be done even without a shinui. This is the approach of the Rash. However, the Rabbeinu Tam says otherwise. And he says, if a person leaves his field shamur, he leaves his fence up with a big sign, no trespasses, then there's no heter to eat that food. If it's shamur, the peros become osur ba'achila, and that's the end of it. Even shinoi doesn't help. Our Mishnah, says the Rabbeinu Tam, is speaking of a situation where he did declare the field hefker, and even then, only through a shinoi can the food be prepared to be eaten. Again, in our explanations, we have in the past, and now in this Mishnah too, and in the future, we'll follow the Rash, that the requirement of shinoi only applies to a field which was shamur, which was mishumar, which was not declared hefka. But a field which was properly declared hefka, the fence was taken down, and the sign said, you're welcome to come to use my peros here, then there's no requirement of shinoi. So, have a field which was mishumar, and this field was a fig orchard, and you have te'enim. So now the only way you can prepare these te'enim is through a shinui. So here's the rule. And here too, there are various perushim into how do you explain this particular approach. And most mefarshim follow the approach of the oruch, which is as follows. Te'enim shel shviyas, figs which are pero shviyas, ein kotzin oson bamukze. You cannot pierce them. Figs were generally pierced so that the juice flowed, and then you could take many figs and that sticky juice would have them all adhere to one another into a ball. That's the usual way. And the tool that was used to puncture the te'enim is called a mukze or a miktsoa. So you can't do that the usual way in this field, which was mishumar. Avol kotze osam bichurba or bicharba, with some type of a sword related to the word cherev, with a dagger of some sort, that would be permissible. And again, this is the approach which most Mefarshim take, the Bartanura, etc. Others disagree. The main point is simple. You can't handle these peros in their usual fashion. You have to do it through some unusual way, in this case through an unusual tool rather than the usual instrument tool which was used for the preparation of these te'enim. Similarly, ein dorchin anovim bagatz. You can't press olives of these peros shviyas, which grew in a field which was mishumar, again following the Rash. You can't press them in the usual wine press, in the gas. Avol dorechu bo'areva. You can take a big pot in which you customarily use for kneading dough or whatever, and you can, in there, you can press the grapes because you're doing it through a shinui. Ve'ein osin zeisim babad uvakotev. Nor can you prepare olives in the usual bad, which is a olive press, uvakotev, and nor even in a mini olive press, a smaller olive press. Avol koteshu, but you can just squash it down in some other utensil, umachnis labodido, and store it in a little miniature, very small little bad instrument. The main point being, you have to do it through some sort of shinui. Rabbi Shimon is more lenient. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af tochein hu beveis habad. You can use the usual olive press to press, to grind the olives, as long as umachnis labodida, as long as you then store it not in the usual bad, but in this bodida, this miniature bad. The main point is that you have to introduce into the procedure of squeezing the olives some unusual sort of tool or instrument, and that's a sufficient shinoi, and the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. So we have completed the sixth mishnah of the eighth perek of Shviyas, and in the process have concluded lesson number 33.